class, and I was searching for some kind of comfort. And Miss Ruby, I have to apologize, but I really wasn't paying much attention in Sunday school classes.
I forgive you.
But the Lord took me to the Sermon on the Mount, which is where I referenced the verse, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." But there was another section, and I thought about this morning, that this is why it's important to be in the Word and to know what's in your Bible.
Sure.
Because it is times like this when we start to search God's Word for comfort. And unless we know where to go, God will lead us in the right path. But it's up to us to know the general layout of the stories and the words that comfort us. And it may seem kind of odd that this is what I found, but I want to share with you a passage out of 2 Samuel. And it's not quite connected, but you know the story of David and Bathsheba and what happened to the child that was a result of that adulterous affair. And before y'all start going somewhere, that's not where I'm going with this. But I want to share something with you that the Lord took me to that really gave me the strength to continue on. It's in the book of 2 Samuel. It's in chapter number 12. Verse 16 starts and says, "David therefore besought God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth. But he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own home, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? And we talked about that all week. We prayed, we may have fasted, we searched our hearts, we asked God to let Terry live. But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And I thought about that, and I thought, we prayed. I know I did. And the news this morning was devastating. But there's nothing we can do to change that.
That's right.
Amen.
And it's not cold-hearted to say that, because I promise you that as I stand before you, there's not one of us, if we had the power to reach across the gulf and bring him back, would we do that? No one misses him in that back room more than me. I depended on him more so than you can imagine. He kept things running. He worked with me. He did all that I asked him to do and more. And it's going to be hard to get used to a different face back in that room. It's already taken three of us. I was teasing her. Got a rookie back there tonight. But she stepped in. She said, I'll do what I can do to help. David said, the child is dead. Can I bring him back again? We cannot bring Terry back again. But we have the promise that we will go to where he is. So tonight, I encourage you as you stand or sit and you share memories or stories or testimonies or whatever it may be, it's okay to cry. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to remember the good times and the bad times. It's okay to have a good time in the Lord's house tonight. Because I know this, Terry would look at us And he'd look at me, and he'd just shake his head. And why are you crying? Don't mourn for me. I hurt for those grandsons, and I hurt for his wife, and I hurt for each one of us. But I don't hurt for Brother Terry. One day I will see him again. And if there's a sound room in heaven, then we're going to have a good time. And if there's not, we're still going to have a good time. He became a very close and dear friend to me in this church over the 8 years that I knew him. We spent a lot of time in this sanctuary together, waiting on the kids to come up. You know, we'd sit and talk. We'd talk after church. Had a couple of good trips together, sat in the back of the bus and talked. First time we went to Pigeon Forge, those of you that went with us, I remember sitting in the row, and I think Kathy was beside him, and Terry was on the other side. And I saw Terry lean over. And I looked down the row, and there's Ricky sitting there. Ricky had gone with him. And Terry was trying not to laugh, but Ricky was he said, watch this. And pretty soon, Ricky went to sleep. He not only went to sleep, he went to sleep in the man in front of him. Pop! Right over the guy. And I thought Terry was going to cry. He was laughing so hard. He loved to be with his church family and his friends. He loved to tease people. You're going to hear a lot of those stories tonight, probably. It's been a hard day. It's been a good day. The word of the Lord will comfort you as it has comforted me. I am grateful that Miss Deb is here with us tonight. And Deb, I can promise you, this is the last time you have to do this. Because one of the things that Kathy told me right before we left the house was, I'll be in church next Sunday. She's a dedicated wife. She's also a dedicated church member. And she understands what David understood, that after the funeral this week, life must go on because we have been left behind to continue the work. And she will be here next Sunday, and she will play for us, and we will love her, and we will encourage her. And she will be here every time she can after that. So tonight, let us lift our voices, let us lift our hands, let us lift our hearts in celebration, in memory, in joy for a brother that has crossed that river for the final time. And gladly stands on the other side, waiting for the rest of us to join him whenever that day will be. Turn in your hymnals to number 426. And let us stand and sing. Number 426.
Of my
End the service with a song after your sermon. We probably won't do another congregation until then, but Lord willing, and if it moves that direction, we'll sing How Great Thou Art to finish the service tonight. I'm fixing to sing in a minute, but I'm going to give y'all a chance to talk because I got to catch my breath and get my voice back just briefly. Who wants to be the first one to share a memory, a testimony, say anything? Don't wait, just stand up and talk.
I've been on Jerry for quite a few years now, and he's been a terrific friend, been a terrific guy. He and I, we always got along because we both knew that we were sinners, and we both knew that through Jesus Christ we could make, you know, through him we had life. And it's just been a gracious honor to know him, to be his friend, and be a part of his church, which both of us was, and I just loved him today.
Anyway, thank you for the question.
I'd like to say that I knew Terry when Bethany was born. My wife and I babysat Bethany when she was quite young. And we've had a relationship as long as Bethany is. Never had a better friend, and never had a friend that treated me any better than Terry. You know, we can mourn his passion with joy because we know where he's going. But it would be a different kind if he wasn't going where he's headed. And I'd just like to say he's been a friend to me.
All right, Miss Beth.
Okay. I just want to relate what the last day that I got to see Terry was here on Wednesday night before this terrible accident happened to Terry. But we came into the church on Wednesday night, and Francis was sweeping the porch and the vestibule, and they were going bugs were everywhere. You look back up there, out in the vestibule, the bugs were everywhere. So we decided to kind of get the bugs down. So we got the vacuum cleaner. I got up on the chair, and, you know, I was, you know, vacuuming the bugs up. And so what I couldn't reach, Terry was reaching up and bringing them down. So I was catching them in the air and everything. We had fun doing that. But I'm going to miss him terribly, but I'll always remember him as my bug busting lady.
Yes, ma'am.
We haven't been here very long, Johnny and I. About 90 or 14. And you and Barb allowed us, before he was really into the choir yet. You know, when you did the fourth. And he said to us early on, and I land will be a civil law. But he, when we went out to east, we were sitting, and you mentioned Ricky, I'm pretty sure he was sitting at our table. And Terry and Ted is somewhat back from us. And when he asked John if he wanted a roll of his, you know, he said, okay, well. So, yeah, we learned him early on.
Terry had a different way of looking at the world sometimes. And he hadn't done it for a while now that I think about it. But he never failed to remind me that I wasn't from around here. Kept referring to me as a Yankee. But he seemed like every time he and Kathy went on vacation, he never failed to bring me back something that had a high state on it. So I returned the favor one year, and we came back from an early Christmas trip, and I had my kids had gotten me the giant Ohio State bedroom slippers. Still have them. So as a joke, I got them for Terry. I got to get these for him, let him wear them around the house. Candlelight service, Brother David. I don't know if you remember this or not. I'll never forget it. But we always do communion at candlelight service. And I had given Terry and Kathy their Christmas gifts that before the service started. And he just loved it. He thought that was just, oh, had these big old bulbous Ohio State slippers. We got to the portion for communion. Now, y'all know me. Communion to me is a very serious, you do it just regimented, and that's just the way that I am. Terry comes out of the sound room and up the aisleway to serve communion wearing those Ohio State slippers. I just about fell over. But that's the way that he was. He looked at life with a funny, funny attitude. And he wasn't being sacrilegious. He wasn't being disrespectful. I think he really liked him. And I think he was poking fun at me at the same time. But I'll never forget, the church was dark. It was just beautiful that night. And here he comes, up the aisle, a pair of jeans, and giant red slippers. And he served communion at me. I'm going to try to sing a song he always asked me to sing. Several times after his dad passed, it became his favorite. I was kind of hoping Frank would be here tonight. I thought I saw his car in the parking lot. Because he had asked me to sing this as well, and I was waiting until he got back and the way things just worked out. So I'm going to try to get through it. I'll do the best I can, Brenda. That's about all I can do. Tammy, if you'll hit the play button, we'll see what we can do with this. For me, And I know if you can talk to me now, then here's what you'd say to me. Wish you were here, it's such a beautiful place. Wish you were here, nothing but clear sunny days. Well, it never rains and no one complains, and we haven't seen a tear. We're having a great time. Wish you were. Safe and secure in His love, friends and loved ones walking in heavenly peace. And I know if they could talk to me now, then here's what they'd say. Such a beautiful place. Wish you were here, nothing but clear sunny days. Well, it never rains and no one complains. We haven't seen a tear. We're having and we wish you were.
Right, yeah.
Anyone else? I love it. It's a race. Ruby's going to beat you to it if somebody didn't stand up and talk.
I've been teaching Sunday school. I don't know how many years I've been teaching that. And last year, before the new teacher for this year, I thought about retiring. I said, I've been teaching. I'm 77 years old. I don't need to be teaching anymore. Terry says, if you quit, I won't be coming back to Sunday school. So I can quit right every time next year.
I hadn't thought about that.
Was it my turn? I haven't known Terry and Kathy as long as most of you have. But when I think of Terry, I think of someone who was constantly giving to this church, to the people in it, to whoever he happened to be on the street. I'm sure he was the same way with them. And anytime I ever asked him to do anything, I knew I could count on him to do it. And he would do it with love, and he would do it with laughter. He never failed to ask how I was, and I could never lie to him because he always knew when I was. And he always knew, even though I hadn't said a word, when something was wrong. a good friend to everyone he met. And I think the highest compliment that I can give to someone under any circumstance is that they have a servant's heart. And Terry truly had a servant's heart. And we will miss him. But we're happy for where he is.
Amen.
Well, I had to learn the hard way that Terry was a jokester. Not long after we started coming here, Tommy and I went to Piggly Wiggly after church, and we ran into him and said hi, and then before I knew it, he was hollering, "That lady stuck something in her purse." And I didn't know he was a jokester at the time. I became the Piggly Wiggly shoplifter. And he said, "If I ever see you in Walmart," he said, "I will get down on the floor and start hollering." And so I was hoping to avoid Terry in the store.
Dave, you can tell us something about that. Did he get down the floor at Walmart on you?
He did. He did.
I just want to let you know how I think Terry was so accommodating. Back several years ago, we had he had been a tree surgeon, worked on trees most of his life, and he had a big tree lamp all on my shed. And I said something about it. I just get over there and get it off. And he handed me, I think Mickey Jones was coming here at the time too. They come over there and took that lamp off me. They won't charge me anything. And that's the kind of person that he was. He was accommodating. If you have a problem, he'd come to you. And there's several other things I could talk on and on about him, but that was one of the things that came to my mind.
You were starting to stand up. He told that story to me many times, and you can tell the Spirit got a hold of him.
Yeah. I've never experienced that with anyone else. I mean, he and I were friends, and the Lord let me see his face.
Miss Brenda, you ready to sing for us?
Of Terry, because a lot of times we come over to practice, he's always here. He dedicates himself, whatever we need, he was here. But I will remember the first time that I was asked to sing in this church. I was scared, nervous, because all the new faces, and I certainly didn't know the sound ring man. And I happened to wear a yellow dress that day, and he said, "I'm going to call you Big Bird, and I can make you quack anytime I want you." So we always tried to be nice to Terry, because we didn't want to quack. I'm going to try to do this one. I haven't done it in a very long time. I think I'm okay. And you know, I never dreamed we'd lose Terry. I didn't. Even when he was sick, I just felt God was going to heal him. And it was a shock when I walked in this morning. I couldn't believe that he was gone. But you know, he filled every one of our hearts with love. Some way, somehow, he touched us all. I'm going to try to get through this song, but I probably won't.
Set of special singers, so before they come up, does anyone else have a word of praise, testimony, memory? I know Terry was here a long time. We could probably spend the next 3 hours once we start to think about it. But I agree with everything that's been said. Terry truly did have a servant's heart. And maybe you knew it, maybe you didn't, but I do know that he considered himself to be the ultimate protector of this congregation, because he always told me that as he sat back there and he watched the parking lot and everything else, he promised me one day, he said, you don't ever have to worry if there's anybody comes through these doors I'm not going to get, let him get to my soul meter and my passion. He promised me that he would be in the way. And I believe he would have. I believe he would have laid down his life to protect his congregation if it ever came to that. That's the kind of love that he had for his church family, without a doubt. Anyone else?
I got a grandson that when he calls me, he's so happy about it. He was trying to get prepared.
My family's only been coming here for about 4 or 5 years now, and so I probably don't share as much memories with Terry as y'all do. But before we came here, I'd never been on stage, so I was kind of scared and stuff, but looking out at all y'all people and then having Terry just right there backing me and the rest of us children and our choir up, it made me have faith in the song, you know? And then, like, in the morning services where we're all downstairs or at baptisms and I'm just sitting there, like y'all know I do, I'll sit there and kind of look like I'm moping or something. He'd always come around and like put fun at me or put fun at my siblings. Kind of made me feel a little bit better. So Terry's just like those, that kind of person that you kind of don't realize is gone once he is. I just learned of not even 3 hours ago that he was gone. And I'm like, what? How did that happen? Because he was always really lively. And then now that he's gone, I still kind of don't believe it. I'm kind of expecting to come in here to look into the sound booth and there he's going to be. But he's not. And all I can think about is there's one song. It's not really a church song or anything, but the lyrics really strike, I'm pretty sure, dear to me and to all of us about Terry. It says, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. And I really do believe that once we all get there, we're going to tell him about this day, and he's going to start laughing at us because he said all this sappy stuff. And it's just going to be really fun once we're all up there. I'm pretty sure if we ask God, we can have this church right there with us with our mansions and sing songs with him forever if we want.
Terry worked as hard for the children as he did for the grown-ups. Didn't make any difference. If he needed to be here, he was here. All right, one final chance before we turn it over to our next group of singers. And then, since our pastor is part of that group of singers, just ask him to stay up and share whatever is on his heart tonight. So, Brother David, Brother Pate, is Gladys coming with you? No? Yes? No? Right. Now remember what I told you. We'll know if you grab the wrong one, because it'll light you up. If you have the orange, make sure to turn it on.
This life, we have trials and tribulations. They come, and they come to us, and we get hurt. But the Bible tells us that there's a better home awaiting for us in heaven. And so that's what we're going to sing to you, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? That's an old song, but it's a song I like. And though it sounds sad, if you'll listen to the chorus, it tells you that there's a better home awaiting in the sky. And one day we'll see that.
was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the earth rolling to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, oh, by and by? There's a banner on the way in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Sent to the undertaker, please draw slow, for this lady here I hold in, but I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a banner on the way in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I will follow close behind her, try to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in her grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better on my way in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Went back home and hope was lonesome since my mother, she had gone. Found my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and alone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a banner on my way to me in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a banner on my way to me in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
We've done that one, haven't we? I'll fly away.
That's a good one.
All right, let's do that. Right. Let's do I'll Fly Away. Y'all help us like this.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll sing with us.
Some light morning when this life is over, I fly away to the home of God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die.
I'm standing up, and I'm not going to preach. I feel like we preached tonight, don't y'all? I think we've all preached. I think we've all lifted up Jesus. I think we've magnified him. I think we are in one accord that Terry is in a better place. As we meet with the family over the next few days, I want y'all to carry this encouragement with you, lift them up, certainly mourn with them. That's appropriate. But do me a favor. Don't be a downer. Is that Blaine? Don't be a downer. He flew away to heaven because Jesus needed him. He wanted him in heaven. And I think that was wonderful. A lot of things, God made the decision for the family. They don't have to decide what next. God has already decided what next. God has him in his hands, and God has said he'll never let him go. And the nail-scarred hands that believed on him and received him has him tonight. And that's a wonderful thing. Amen. Amen. So, Jerry, I know you said we're going to do a final song, but I don't think we will. I think we wore Jerry out. He's run back and forth just like a marathon racer, and I think he did a good job. Don't y'all think you've done a good job tonight? I want y'all to remember Jerry in prayer because he's going to need somebody to run that sound booth. And if God's putting it on your heart, get ready and do it. Amen. But if you'll stand, we'll be dismissed. We'll go to our home. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. I'm going to ask my brother Kirby Howell, if you will, close us with a word of prayer.